Good morning. My guest this morning is Gus Gorelick, the mandolin player.
That's me.
Right.
Good to see you again.
Okay. Good to see you too. We are talking about the Classical Mandolin Society of America's annual convention and the evening concerts on November 15th, 16th, and 17th, right?
That's right. It's right here in Santa Rosa.
And
at the Flamingo Hotel.
Flamingo Hotel. Oh, right. Perfect. Perfect. That's
we
just great.
Lucked out. Well, there's three different mandolin orchestras in the Bay Area, and we, the Gravenstein Mandolin Ensemble, my group, represents the North Bay. Uh-huh. And we looked all over the Bay Area. Everybody wanted to have something in the Bay Area.
Right.
And it's prohibitively expensive to have a convention in San Francisco,
right,
or in the East Bay or near the airport. And somebody said, well, the wine country, what about something up there? And all the people, I mean, it's going to be well attended because the reputation of the wine country, and we're right here.
Yeah.
So the Flamingo gave us a great deal.
Right. And it's such an iconic hotel, as we were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be literally invaded by mandolin players,
right,
from all over the country and some from all over the world, a great soloist from Italy and from Japan.
Right. I note those two in particular. There are photographs in the poster that I have here.
Right.
Takumi Mamiya from Japan and Dorina Frati from Italy.
Right. There's also workshops and jam sessions and that sort of thing for convention attendees. But the general public is invited to the evening concerts.
Well, my favorite is the Convention Attende en Masse Orchestra.
That is something to see. That happens every year at these conventions for all the mandolin players. And so far, there's 139 signed up for the orchestra.
Wow.
And it is a sound to behold.
I'll bet it is.
It is amazing.
Shake your windows and rattle your walls.
And this is not just mandolins. Of course, it's mandolas, mandocellos, guitars,
and
other instruments, depending on the music.
How does it work? How do these three concerts work?
Well, let me see. The opening night, Thursday, my group, the North Bay representative, Gravenstein Mandolin Ensemble, is playing in the main ballroom at the Flamingo with a smaller group called Mazurka Madness, which is a group I also play with at the Cafe Trieste in San Francisco.
Oh, God.
And that's much more intimate Italian music.
Yeah, I used to hang out there all the time.
And yes, I'm sure you've heard some of this music.
You bet.
And Dorina Frati will give a concert also, uh-huh, the soloist, on Thursday night at 7:30. Then Friday night, the group from the Peninsula, Aurora Mandolin Orchestra, which has been together since the 1930s, back when mandolin orchestras were still happening everywhere.
Right, right.
And they're still going, and they're going to do a concert. And then the soloist from Japan, Takumi Mamiya, will do a concert. And then a smaller group called the San Francisco Mandolin Orchestra is performing. That's on Friday night. And Saturday is the big thing, the en masse orchestra.
Right.
But also the two soloists from Japan and from Italy are doing a concert.
So will you be playing yourself? I assume
you
will.
I'm the music director of Gravenstein Ensemble. Right. And then I'm playing with the Mazurka Madness also. So that's my day to shine. I'm also doing a workshop if people are signed up for the convention on Italian mandolin tunes.
So is the North Bay sort of a center for mandolin music now?
Well, there's a lot of mandolin players in the North Bay. That's true. It took us, the Gravenstein group, we've been together 12 years. We started with about six of us, and now we have 16. It was hard finding mandolin players who read music. That was the problem.
Oh.
All these bluegrass people are defiantly against reading music. And the Celtic people, I mean, some of them read, and they're not that interested. But we have people that are really committed to playing classical music in our group.
Oh, that's great. Gus, thanks very much for coming in. I miss you. I miss you sitting behind the console.
Well, you could see me sitting behind
the mandolin. Sitting behind the mandolin, right. That's the way to do it, too.
All right, thanks for having me.
Let's tell people once again that this is the Classic Mandolin Society of America's annual convention at the Flamingo Resort and Spa Ballroom. Three concerts, Thursday, November 15th, Friday the 16th, and Saturday the 17th. For more information, classicalmandolinsociety.org, 829-0572. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.